Wake Up Call on WTLS continues as we look at a century of Tallahassee High School football. A couple of guys that had a big part in that here in the past decade are here with us now. It is Brandon and Casey Baines both together. Good morning, men. How are y'all? Y'all doing all right?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing well. I was kind of going through my head. I was thinking of the great sports families in Tallahassee, and you guys ranked seventh behind Will Banks and Goodman. And no, I'm kidding. I don't know. We didn't do that. But it's funny. Your dad, Mark, played, and he played all the sports back in the day. And he and Rusty were always a combo. And I always talk about the Baines boys. And I guess they probably refer to you guys as the same thing. That's what we call y'all, the Baines boys. So is there a little bit of a competition between not just the two of you, but with your dad and your uncle, you know, with Mark and Rusty, like we used to talk to back in the day?
Always.
So what do y'all talk about that? And even with your granddad, Ronnie, you know?
Yes, sir.
Just all type of smack talk between us.
Yeah.
They couldn't play with us. We couldn't play with them, all of that.
No kidding. So we always hear about Chloe, your sister, who's still in the school now, and she's pretty good, too. So when y'all talk about top athletes in the family, who wins that war in the debates?
On my mom's side, they always say Chloe is.
Oh, really? Yeah.
We hear Chloe a lot from everybody. I don't know if they're giving us a hard time or maybe she really is. We can give it to her.
Well, both of you just finished college baseball. You're wrapping that up. You know, both of you played baseball and football in high school. When you were coming up, y'all played youth ball, I know. Did y'all have a preference over those, you know, with the two? Was it we like them both the same? I know I'll let you both answer. Brandon, you go first since you played first. What was it like?
It was more of the same, really. I like baseball because I felt like I had a better relationship with the guys on the team and all that, but it's just hard to beat football games. Hard to beat them.
Hey, Casey?
I'm football. I love football. I love baseball too, but football, you can't beat a Friday night or, I mean, just anything football-wise.
Your dad pointed something out to me that I had almost forgotten about, but you, Casey, were able to play in the All-Star Sports Week baseball game and football game in junior and senior years. That's something I don't think anybody from Tallahassee's ever been able to do. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. Yeah. That was a great experience. It was a fun time down there.
And Brandon, you were a two-time All-State player. There aren't many guys that did that. You were that, and you were the back of the year, your senior year, as a football player.
Yes,
sir. So I'll ask you this because I know you both played baseball. That's obvious in college, but the football options could have been there for you both. Was that a difficult decision for you when you made that decision to say, I'm going to be a baseball guy when I play college ball?
It was. I did not know what I was going to do till it came down for me that I have to choose one. It was a hard decision. I thought about it for months, probably, and then it just came down to it. I just felt like baseball would have been better for me, so I chose that. But it was hard to do.
And you played tell about the baseball you played in college.
I played 2 years at Central Alabama, and then I got a scholarship after that to AUM and played 2 years there. It was fun. It's from August to May, every day. I mean, it's a lifestyle. It's hard.
And, Casey, you just finished up your college baseball, too.
Yes, sir. Them 2 years were two of the funnest of my life, being around them at all times. And just like he said, August to May, the place I went to, at least he had a little apartment. I was just, we were basically in one house and a little, dorm building.
Yep.
And just, you could walk right across the hall to your best friends.
And this was Southern?
Yes, sir, yeah. Southern Union.
So both of you had your seasons cut short, too. Yeah. Now it's over. What's that like? I mean, you guys love to play, I know.
I felt like our team we were getting ready to get on a roll, and we were just getting in conference play. We were winning, and we were on the bus on the way back from our second conference series when we got the news, and it just kind of was like, man, just a bummer.
And you have it cut short when you didn't know you get to really finish it.
It was tough because AUM's been on probation because they transferred from NAIA to Division II.
Yeah.
And this was the first year that AUM was able to compete in the postseason after probation, and it got cut short.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So let's go back and look at some football. And I know you guys are doing things these days that, you know, you're still involved with sports in some way. You said you play in golf, and Jason Griffin said, you know, he's a pretty good golfer. And in case of you're still umpiring. And do you do any umpiring? I know you did a little bit yourself, didn't you, at some point?
Yeah, I did this past season a little bit. That was my first year, but I'm focused on some football.
So talk about the football back. Let's go back when you were a player. You were part of, I think, Brandon, maybe the best backfield we've ever had assembled. You, Herman McKenzie, DJ Rivers, all in one backfield trying to share time. What was that like when, you know, you all were, I mean, it's the all-state type players?
That was great. Me, Herman, and DJ, I think we all had over 1,000 yards rushing. It was hard for other teams to stop us. I mean, Coach Battles could do anything he really wanted with all three of us. And it was great. And we had a great offensive line that year, too. I mean, it was just that Notre Dame box. It was kind of hard to stop us a little bit.
Yeah. And then you became the feature back after that. And then you had these incredible seasons. The one your senior year broke the single season rushing mark, 2,599 yards. I remember you getting a lot of attention that year that you potentially could have broken the state record. And what was that like going through that season?
Oh, it was great. I remember I think we were playing Rehoboth in the first round of the playoffs. We were up like 48 to nothing or something. And I had already knew the how many yards I had coming into that game. So I knew Rehoboth wasn't very good. So I was going to try to break it that game. And I remember I got Hunter Dennis's phone, Oatmeal.
Yes.
And got his calculator out and typed in how many yards get and added how many I got that game.
Yeah.
And I remember I broke it and I ran to Justin Creamer and we started running up and down the sidelines because we're so excited.
And you probably could have broken a state record if you could have played the full four quarters of every game. I know a lot of games are routes and you didn't play much in the fourth quarter, so it was one of those deals.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. The game that I actually broke the single game against Talladega.
Right.
I was done in the third quarter.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that game, because that's the one where your granddad, Ronnie, was honored before the game. It was their reunion, and he's coming back, and he was a big-time athlete himself in that day, and he's watching. Was there a little extra motivation for you in that setting?
Oh, yeah. He had him and all his old friends there. That whole side of the family was there. So it was a fun game. I like that. Yes, sir.
You in the open field, the speed that you had, it was evident on when you ran track as well. I know you. What did you finish in the state track meets? Because you did several of those events as well.
In the indoor track meet in the 60-meter dash, I finished second from 1A through 4A, and I think in the 100-meter dash, I think I finished fourth.
Yeah.
In 5A.
It's what is it? Is that burst you get right out of the blocks? Is that something that nobody else has?
That helps me a little bit.
Yeah, and it helps you on the football field, obviously.
Oh, yes, sir.
What's your best game? Was it the Talladega game when you had that yards? Was it the Central Clay game when you think about that one? That was a big win for Tennessee as well that year.
That Central of Clay County was my best game because they were far better than Talladega. And it was a huge game for us. Everybody was so excited to go in there. And just to have a big game like that was awesome.
So, Casey, I think about some of the big games you had, and we were talking with Coach Battles about this yesterday, and obviously it was a huge drive in the W.S. Neal game, and you got an opportunity on that last play to score. Talk about that game and getting the ball at the end and the way it finished.
That game, that last drive, just thinking about it gives me chills. This is first and 10 on our 19 with a minute and 20 seconds to go. Took us about five plays, and the last two plays, they let the backer go right down the middle. I don't know. I just busted a little blocking scheme right there and came right through. And I got away the first play, threw it. I think it was an incomplete pass. Next play, I just had to get out of there. And when I was running, I was just, I got to get out. Time's running down. I got to get out of the sideline. And I just kept going. It kept opening up. Kept blocking down the field. Brady Hancock, Markievicz. It's just, it was a great, great play, great memory that I always have.
I was looking at the play yesterday, and you bring up a good point. You got a couple of blocks over there on the sideline. But, you know, we called the game, and I know Gary was with me, and he said, you know, got to get out of bounds. And, you know, climb is, you said yourself, the time's running down, and it's in your head. I may need to get out. How do you know, all right, well, I'm going to score? It was because you got to make a quick decision, obviously.
That play, I didn't know I was going to score until I got about 10-yard line, 8-yard line. I was like, it's right there. So I might as well go for it. And I saw one dude running. – he was about to get me, and so I had to dive, and that's all.
What's the feeling like as you're crossing, knowing it's a game winner right at the end?
I remember laying there for about 5 seconds, and Jake Burton just coming up over me, just hitting me, and just I remember flexing, running down in front of the whole stands, and just that's a great memory.
You know, we talked about the T.R. Miller game some too yesterday. It was, as Coach Battle said, improbable, the comeback. We were down 29-7 in the third quarter, but we reel off these crazy onside kicks and recover them all, and you guys bring it back. We had never beaten that team, and everybody knew that. And we hadn't played them a ton, but we were 0-6. So talk about that game and that comeback and what was, again, one of the most improbable wins for Tallahassee. I think the biggest comeback we've ever had.
I mean, when we went in at halftime, we just – and nobody was mad. We was just – we looked defeated. We looked like we already had given up. And, you know, Coach Battles, when he comes in and we're losing, he comes in, you know, he'll give us a little chewing out. But he didn't say much. It was Coach Mass and Coach Worley and all the coaches that, you know, been there their whole life and played T.R. Miller and all that. And Coach Mass don't say much when it comes to all that. But he kind of got the fire going, and we went back out, and Jake did what he did, and our offense put something together, and we just kept trying to win.
And you guys did get past a big leads game that year. They kind of turned the corner and they ended up making, the deepest run that Coach Battles has had in his time here to the third round. When you guys talk about your teams, you both played a few years apart. So do y'all have the debates over who had the better teams back in your time here? I'm sure there's some of that.
Me and Brandon and my dad, we sit down and we talked about that for a while.
So which ones are talked about? Which one's the best?
My junior year is talked about, and then his senior year, that's talked about. I wish we kind of could have combined them two teams. We grew up a year apart from each other, playing together. I wish that would happen.
So the junior year for you was which year?
2017.
And that was that the year we went to the third round that we were just talking about? What about you? That was your senior year was 2014?
2014.
Yeah. And what did we do in that? I'm trying to go back and remember where
we went to the second round and played Jackson. Ended up losing to Jackson. They were really good.
Was it, you think that team was better than the team the year before or the two? You would have been a sophomore the 2012 year Battles first year. That was a pretty good team, too.
I think the best one I played on was my sophomore year. It was me, Dijon, Herman, and DJ. And then we had that offensive line with Corbin Hammonds and Jesse Rowland and Oatmeal and all them.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and Jed Carter at quarterback. That was a pretty good team.
Yeah, because I look back and you had three teams that were pretty good from 2012 to 2014. We had kind of an off year in 15, but like you said, Casey, I mean, you talked about the 2017 year and the 2016 year. Mm-hmm. The 17 year, we actually had a better regular season record, which would have been, your last year, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. 2017. Yeah, I said that wrong. 2017 was my senior year.
Yeah, you graduated. But you think the team that went to the quarters was better, even though it had more losses?
Yes, sir. I think that senior class that when I was a junior, Jake Baker, Jamarcus Miller, all them, they were hard to replace.
So how close are y'all connected to it now that you graduate? I know you still have a sister that's in school here, but y'all, how different is it when you're not on the field?
I love coming back to watch the football. I mean, that's the only thing since playing baseball that we can come back and, you know, kind of watch. I haven't been to a baseball game, or I try to come to my sister's softball games, like if they're in Opelika or something. I don't have a big drive. I went to a couple of them, but football is mainly the only thing that we could have come to with baseball, and I enjoy coming to watch it.
It's a lot different. I liked going back and watching Casey playing. That was a lot of fun, but what I'm excited to see is Tallahassee versus Realtown this year if they get to play.
Y'all didn't get to see it when you were in school.
No, we didn't.
Junior year, we got to play them in baseball.
Right.
That's it, twice.
So that's something I know y'all are looking forward to if we get to play. We're hoping we get to play. So y'all both be there for that one, I'm thinking.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to play that in my junior and senior year.
And that's something the kids that are on the teams now coming up they're going to get to see, and guys through that long gap, 17 years, we didn't get to have. So I'm glad we're bringing that back. It was long overdue.
It's going to be a fun game right there.
Should be. What's your prediction?
Tallahassee by 20.
Yeah. That's what it should be.
We'll see. Well, hey, appreciate y'all both coming down. We had some good times back when y'all were players, and we look forward to seeing you down at the ball field, hopefully on August the 20th when the Tigers and Real Town Rebels get at it. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank y'all. Anytime. Brandon and Casey Baines talking about Tattlesea Tigers football, a century here in the making at THS. More coming up as we continue on the Wake Up Call.